The irony about the restoration of Charles II was that he came to the throne not because England needed a successor to Charles I. He came to the throne because England needed a successor to Oliver Cromwell. There was universal rejoicing, bonfires and feasting. The chaos brought by Cromwell's death was ending, and this new Charles seemed just what everyone had hoped for, a model of sweet reason. That, at any rate, is what Samuel Pepys thought. Pepys was a pure product of Cromwell's England. He was present when the new king boarded his flagship home. En route, the tall, dark-haired man strode up and down the quarterdeck, telling the story of his escape after the Battle of Worcester. Here was a king full of charisma. He had magic. But would his reason survive the emotions stirred by his return? The diarist John Evelyn recorded with unrepentant royalism burning in his breast.
This day came in His Majesty to London after a sad and long exile, with a triumph of above 20,000 horse and foot, brandishing their swords and shouting with inexpressible joy, the ways strewn with flowers, the bells ringing. I stood in the Strand and beheld it and blessed God. And all this without one drop of blood, and by that very army which had rebelled against him.